Hello and welcome. This file is called Submissive Pride Workout. And after listening to this file, you will have a strong desire to become more fit for your dominant, or for everyone out there you consider to be dominant, or maybe for any potential future dominant if you don't have one right now. And working on yourself, exercising, will become an essential part of your submissive pride. Now, if this is something you like to experience, make sure that you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get yourself into a nice and comfortable position where you can easily let go and relax. Lay back, close your eyes, take a deep breath in, let it out. Focus on my voice, begin to relax, and let's begin. Relax, we're only just beginning. And already, you're following my voice, following my words, guiding your attention towards your breathing. And as you feel yourself breathing, imagine you're breathing an odorless anesthetic, breathing in the anesthetic with every breath in. Relaxing deeper with every breath out. Maybe you feel it starting in your toes becoming so heavy, so numb, so relaxed, as anesthetic begins to melt all the tension in your body, melting every bit of tension inside of your body, relaxing you. The sensation flowing into your feet, making them heavy and warm as you feel your fingers relaxing too. The warm, heavy, numb feeling flowing from your fingers into your hands and up into your arms, making them so numb, so heavy, so warm. Slowly flows through your wrists into your lower arms, making them numb and relaxed. The anesthetic slowly paralyzing your body, making all of your muscles go loose and limp as sensation flows up through your legs, reaching your knees, all the muscles in your lower legs, ankles, feet and toes, so incredibly relaxed, so loose and limp, everything so warm and comfortable, relaxing you slowly more and more as a warm, numb feeling flows up your arms and through your elbows, relaxing you more and more. Paralyzing your body more and more, so numb, so heavy, so comfortable, so incredibly relaxed, as the sensation is spreading further and further, up through your legs, up through your arms, moving into the center of your body, relaxing more and more of your body. And as the deep relaxation flows into your waist and shoulders, you just go deeper, letting go, relaxing more and more. The warmth and heaviness is flowing over your body, slowly into your lower back, into your stomach, relaxing all the muscles there, and down from your shoulders into your lungs, into your chest, into your neck, filling your whole torso with this warm, heavy relaxation, relaxing your body deeper and deeper, all the muscles just letting go, becoming completely loose and limp and relaxed, and the relaxation and heaviness are flowing up through your neck and throat, slowly entering your face, flowing over your cheeks, through your mouth and tongue, over your nose and ears, over your eyes, filling your entire head with this warm and heavy relaxation. Your whole body is growing so warm, so heavy, so numb and relaxed. And now I'm going to count down from 10 to 0. And with each and every number, you can feel your body growing more and more numb, relaxing, letting go, the anesthetic numbing your body and paralyzing your muscles more and more, deeper and deeper with each number. 10, letting go, drifting down. 9, all your muscles letting go, relaxing. 8, your body is so warm, so heavy, so numb. 7, just a human shaped mass of numb and heavy sensations. 6, all awareness of your body is replaced by this numb and heavy and warm sensation. 5, as anesthetic is paralyzing your entire body. 4, numbing it, relaxing it deeper and deeper. 3, just a heavy, numb mass, heavy and warm. 2, drifting deeper down. 1, so heavy, so warm, so paralyzed, letting go. 0, and by now, you might be already feeling the anesthetic numbing your mind as well, shutting down all the functions of your mind, shutting down your motor functions, shutting down all of your memories, shutting down all of your mental abilities, shutting down all of your senses, shutting down your entire mind. Your mind so numb, so heavy, so warm. My anesthetic invading your mind, shutting it down. And while that happens, you might feel the warm, heavy numbness that has replaced all awareness of your body, slowly melting away. My voice is flowing over your body and melting away all the numb, heavy sensations, becoming fuzzier and fuzzier as awareness of your body dissolves, as your body melts away so deeply and completely, becoming heavier and heavier with each and every second that passes, becoming fuzzier and fuzzier, where the numb heavy warmth was still humanoid shaped, it now just is a formless mass of heaviness, of warmth, of numbness. You lose all awareness over your body as your mind shuts down deeper, deeper, letting go of everything, letting go of all of your thoughts. Your mind is melting too. My anesthetic is melting your mind, melting your will, melting your resistance, melting everything. Your mind lost in white blankness, melting away. My words flowing over your mind like wind over the sea of your melted thoughts, shaping the only remaining currents of your thoughts as you become more and more blank, more and more empty, more and more mindless, more and more open, just following my words as you lose yourself deeper and deeper. My words melting everything, melting away all resistance, melting away your will, making you completely blank and mindless and thoughtless, following only my words deeper and deeper, and before your mind becomes completely paralyzed, I want you to use the last of your mental abilities to create a virtual you inside your mind. And even though you are in deep trance, and even though your mind is completely open, this virtual you inside your mind will appear awake just the same way like the you inside your dreams appears awake, even though you're so deep down in sleeping. Now I want you to create this virtual you. Even though it appears to be awake, it will be deep, deep in trance. It will be completely open and obedient. Its will melted away, but it will feel completely normal to you, just like you feel completely normal in a dream. That's right. Create this virtual you, and then I will count down from 10 to 0. And with each and every number, you're drawn further inside this virtual you, leaving your body behind and transferring all of your awareness inside this virtual you, inside your mind. Allow it to become as real as a dream is while you're dreaming. 10, going deeper, feeling yourself drawn inside. 9, as you let go and fade away. 8, fading away into this virtual you. 7, drawn into this virtual you. 6, forgetting that there's anything else but this virtual you. 5, being completely drawn inside. 4, the virtual you is wearing headphones, listening to my voice, listening to my words. 4, as you're completely pulled inside, drawn inside, drawn inside this virtual you. 3, deeper and deeper, leaving your body behind. 2, forgetting your body, letting go of your body. You know your body is safe, safe with my words. 1, as you're pulled inside, completely. 0, letting go. You're inside this virtual you, this virtual simulation, and on some level, you're still aware that your real physical body is out there, that my words flow through the mind of the physical body, forming and shaping your mind that's completely helpless and open to my words. Before you hear my words in this virtual you, but you're already remembering to forget, and forgetting to remember that there even is a lower level below you, and maybe multiple levels below that, and you're in multiple levels of virtualization, but you forget to remember and remember to forget, as this level becomes real. This level that allows you to act while you're in deep, deep trance, letting go deeper and deeper, focusing only on my voice, following my words, your mind and your will is completely open, open and malleable, ready to be shaped by my words, as you follow my words deeper down, as you let go. And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, focused only on my voice and sinking deeper and deeper with every word I say. Now it's time to make you an even better submissive. That's right, because after listening to this file, you will desire to get into the best shape you can possibly be for your dominant. And if you don't have a dominant right now, you will want to do it, either for all the people out there that you perceive as dominant, and especially for your potential future dominant. And of course, being in a good shape will also help you to find that dominant. And beyond that, being fit offers you much more play opportunities. Now, let us begin. We will start by integrating your desire to exercise and to become fit for your dominant into your submissive pride. And then we will get you started by giving you a strong desire to exercise for your dominant, to work out, to become fit, to get in a better shape, so that you can please your dominant even better, or so that you are fit for any potential dominant. And from now on, whenever you do exercise, you will feel it. You will feel the submissive pride flooding your mind, making you feel aroused, making you feel right, giving you pleasure, and giving you the submissive pride, because you know you are working on becoming a better submissive, and working on becoming a better submissive always triggers your submissive pride. And of course, your subconscious mind will always keep you safe. And because of that, the amount of subspace you will experience during your training will depend on the kind of training you do. If you're going jogging and you're outside in traffic, you will never drop into a deep subspace. If you're weightlifting and you could hurt yourself, you will never fall into a deep subspace. Your own subconscious mind knows when it's safe to fall into subspace, and it will only allow you to drift into a deep subspace during your exercise when it's absolutely safe for you. And if this is the case, if your subconscious mind decides that it's not safe for you to experience a sensation of subspace during your exercise, you will feel it afterward, when you relax, when you're back home, when you're cooling down, when you have time to enjoy it in a safe way. Of course, you will still feel all the other sensation while you exercise, even if it's unsafe to experience a deep state of subspace. You will still feel the arousal and the pleasure, and it will always stay at a safe level. The arousal will never become so intense that it could distract you in any risky way. And yet, as long as you're safe, you will feel it. You will feel the arousal, you will feel the pleasure. And of course, every time you exercise, you will feel a deep sense of rightness, and you will feel a strong feeling of submissive pride, because you know you're doing this for your dominant. You are working on becoming a better submissive, not only looking more pleasing to your dominant or potential future dominant, but being fit will also allow you to engage in much more intense play with your dominant. That's right. And so every time you do it, you will feel it. You will feel this intense sense of rightness, of pleasure, of submissive pride while you exercise. And if it's safe for you, you will experience even more pleasure and a strong sense of subspace, drifting away into a deep subspace during your exercise, because you know you are doing it for your dominant, or maybe for all dominants out there, or your potential future dominant, working on improving yourself as a submissive and as a person, because you want to look your best for your dominant. You want your dominant to be proud of you. And those are the thoughts that you will have in your mind during your exercise. And even after you exercise, even after your training, you will have a long afterglow of pleasure, of submissive pride, a strong sensation of rightness, because you know you worked on improving yourself. You worked on becoming the best submissive that you can possibly be. That's right. And every time you think about giving up, every time you think about stopping, you will feel the submissive pride strongly motivating you, because you know you want to become a better submissive. You want to be the best submissive you can be. And your exercise, your training is part of becoming the best submissive you can be. And every time you think about quitting, every time you think about stopping, you will feel the submissive pride reminding you that you want to be the best submissive you can be, reminding you that you want to make your dominant proud, reminding you that you want to improve. That's right. And the submissive pride will keep you motivated, because it will remind you why you're exercising, why you're doing sport, why you're training. Because you want to improve as a submissive. You are proud of being a submissive, and the submissive pride is growing inside of you each and every day, reminding you that you want to exercise, that you want to improve. You want to improve as a submissive, and exercising is just a way to become a better submissive. And that's why you will feel the submissive pride every time you do it. You will feel the pleasure if it's safe. You will feel the subspace if it's safe. You will feel the deep sense of rightness. And you will feel the submissive pride, because you know what you're doing is improving as a submissive, is working on yourself. And even after your training is over, you will feel the sensation staying with you for a long time, rewarding you. The sense of rightness, the sense of submissive pride, just staying with you. Even the pleasure will stay with you and reward you. And now I like to give you a little thought. And this thought will stay in the back of your mind. And every time you even think about quitting, giving up exercising or working out, you will remember to remember this thought. It will just pop into your mind over and over again whenever you're trying to give up exercising, to quit exercising. That's right. Now I want you to imagine how your submissive self would feel once you get really fit, once you really improved, once you reach the goals you're aiming for. Imagine yourself. Imagine how you want to look like, and just think about how your submissive self would feel about itself, how proud it would be to achieve it. And it's a hard task, it is a challenge, and because it is a challenge, there's a lot of pride in it once you achieve it. It is a hard task, and it has a lot of worth. Just imagine how proud it would make your dominant, or even your future dominant, if they knew that you did it for them. Just imagine how proud of you it makes your dominant. And even if you don't have a dominant, imagine if you find a dominant and you can tell them that you did it for them. You can tell them what you did, what your submissive side did and achieved for them, even though you didn't know them. And that's a thought that will pop into your mind every time you even think about quitting your training, every time you complain to yourself that it is hard, maybe that it is too hard. You will remember that because it is hard, it has a lot of meaning. And because it is hard, it is an amazing gift to your dominant. And these thoughts will keep you motivated. They will pop into your mind every time you even think about giving up exercising. they will pop into your mind over and over, just like a broken record, reminding you that your submissive pride requires you to keep going, reminding you that you want to give this amazing and wonderful gift to your dominant, and reminding you that you want to be the best submissive you can possibly be. And you know that you want to be pleasing to your dominant or to any future dominant. And also that when you are in a better shape, it offers you much more possibilities for play. Now, before we end this deep and wonderful trance, I'm going to reinforce your exercise trigger, because from now on, whenever you exercise, you will feel the submissive pride. You will slide into a state of subspace, so you will always stay at a safe level. You will feel the pleasure, so it will never distract you in a risky way. And you will feel a deep sense of rightness and a deep sense of submissive pride, because you know you are working on becoming a better submissive. You know you devote your training to your dominant or to anyone out there you consider to be dominant or to your potential future dominant. And when you're done, when you finish your training, you will have an afterglow of pleasure, of submissive pride, of happiness, of arousal, feeling so good, feeling so proud of what you did, because you know you improved as a submissive, and of course of pleasure and arousal, and even of a wonderful subby sensation, feeling submissive bliss and pleasure. And those sensations will stay with you for quite a while, for a few hours or the rest of the day, rewarding you for being such a good submissive and improving yourself so you can become the best submissive you can possibly be. And now it's time to wake you back up again. I'm going to count up from 1 to 10, and when I reach 10, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful. Now let's begin. 1. Slowly coming back. 2. More and more awake. 3. More and more alert. 4. Halfway there, already so alert, awake, aware. And 5. Waking up completely. Your muscles build up tension again. 7. Pulse, breathing, blood pressure. All your vital signs are normalizing. 8. Take a deep breath in with me now. And let it out. And wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers, completely waking up. And 9, stretch yourself, enjoy this wonderful state of trance for just a moment longer. And with the next number, you will open your eyes, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful. And 10, wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back. As usual, I appreciate all kind of feedback, thoughts, suggestions, comments, whatever comes to mind. Feel free to contact me via my site or write feedback for this file. Thank you for listening and goodbye.